Blog Talk Radio.
Live on the hottest block talk radio show. It's the Barbershop. Good evening to everyone. I hope everyone had a blessed day. Getting to take the time to relax and enjoy this beautiful weather we had today. Again, welcome. Let's go ahead and get right started. Waste no time. Start off with a prayer. Then we're going to get down to the nitty gritty. Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for the activity of our limb. God, we owe it all to you. For your grace and mercy, for keeping us. Thank you for letting us be in the land of the living. God, we honor you, we glorify you, we worship you, we praise you. If we had 10,000 tongues, that wouldn't be enough to tell you thank you. God, we're asking you to just show yourself today in this show. Whatever the Holy Spirit said go, that's where we're going to go. With that being said, in Jesus' name we pray. Again, this is your boy, Deacon Tasha Odom. From the Hottest Block Talk Radio Show. Good evening again, everyone. Everybody that's on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, SoundCloud, and podcast. Again, thank you for your support. Thank you for everyone who's called in. I see everyone is ready. We're ready to do like we did Thursday. Let's talk about it. Last week we had some good conversation, and it was going to be, let's talk about it, men accountability, women trust. And this is where everybody can participate, you know, because if we don't know our roles as men and women in relationships, even our role with God, then we're lost. We can't keep pointing the finger at each other. If we put God first, everything will run smooth when we do our part, because we know God is going to do his part. So, again, if you want to make a comment about what we're saying, let's talk about it. Accountability for the men, trust for the women. The number is 657-383-1505. 657-383-105. Press 1, and I'll be glad to chime in. Before we get started, I want to send a special shout-out to a good dear friend of mine. Today is her birthday. I know she's listening on podcast. Happy birthday. She just turned 21, she's getting up there, folks. Just want to wish her from the barbershop, from deep down inside, happy birthday, and God bless you with plenty more. Now, like I said, let's get started. We're going to talk about accountability. That worked both ways with men and women. But for me, I think if the men would take their rightful place and hold themselves, we hold ourselves, including men, hold ourselves accountable, I think things will be a lot better. Because men, just speaking from the men's point of view right now, we don't like going to other brothers, talking about what we're going through and how can we help. And we all know that God created man first. And God created all men to be leaders. But not everybody is a leader, because some men can get stagnant, be a mama's boy, I hate to say it, or just plain old salt, because of the things they went through in life. But if we all would come together and link arms and show each other how to be men, we can do what we're supposed to. And God's still giving us a chance to get it right, to be great leaders, to be that great husband, to be that great father, to be that man in the community, in the schools, in the government. But we just get to the point now, some men just get lazy, don't care. I'm just going to, like we say, we're going to keep it real here on the barbershop. We have a lot of men that the yes man. What the woman say? Yes, dear. Yes, dear. Yes, dear. Scared to put the foot down. But being the head of the house, being a leader, a man is supposed to take control, supposed to be the head and not the tail. And like I said, we're talking about trust for the women. Now, this is where it's going to get interesting. As men, we're supposed to hold ourselves accountable if you're in a relationship. How can a woman trust you if you don't have trust and faith in God? We can't get mad if they don't trust us. Sometimes we put ourselves in a situation, we do things that we do to cause them not to trust us. But then again, you got some men have hurt women, and the good man gets jumped on because she don't trust because after what she's been through in the past relationships. And we all know that you can't bring old luggage into a new relationship. Again, like I said, what I just said now, if anyone has any comment about accountability for the men and trust for the women, feel free to press 1. If you don't know the number is 657-383-1505. And let's talk about it. We got a caller, 9280-9280. You're on the air.
Hey, nephew. I love you. It's Auntie. I hope that it comes out to not offend anybody. I'm listening to you, and I hear you say about men being accountable and, the soft man and the, son of man. That's all fine and good. But we have to also, and I'm a woman, we also have to look at the women sometimes that you do get a good man, strong or a soft man, and you bark orders, and you sometimes demean them. And I feel that some women do that because they had childhood issues or didn't do no homework or no work on them. And I think sometimes if women take the time, women of God or women of not God, take the time and be a little more have compassion for men. Men are different than women. You don't always have to bark orders to men. Just give them a sign, like, for instance, take the trash out. Or, you know, you don't have to yell like you're yelling at your child. Men need love and massaging, a gift. Attention, baby did a good job today in cleaning the garage, or, you know, things like that. They need, they're different than we are, but they need things to let them know that she loves me. We know the kids, but she loves me and she appreciates. Men need to be appreciated too. And to be, sometimes you have to, like, you may meet a guy and you have to spend, or a man may meet a young lady. You have to spend time in, you know, so I think marriage and living together is almost the same. Just like you did when you first went to get a cup of coffee or whatever, you started, you know, learning that person. And I think women need to pull the brakes a little bit on men. You know, that's what I feel. And I love you. And thanks for the opportunity.
You're welcome, Aunt Kim.
6317 6317.
Pastor.
Hey.
Jerry.
Yes,
hey.
Sir. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Absolutely hitting in.
Okay. Come on and give me your input. I know you got something good for us.
Well, just like your aunt was saying about women. See, women got to understand that they can't tell a man what to do. You can ask him. See, it's against the laws of nature what God intended for a woman. Can't tell a man what to do. She can ask him, and she can better get things accomplished if she know how to ask. And just like if from watching a game, and my wife coming in and tell me, don't you smell that trash and that stink and take it out? You think I'm a move? But if she come in there with kindness and said, baby, look, when you get the chance, would you go ahead and take the trash out for me and lay a kiss on my cheek? I'll pause the game and I'll go take that trash out.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Because the way she delivered. Because it's about wisdom and knowledge. See, the problem is because the man is outside the house and outside the relationship, and outside the marriage, where the kids and the young men, the young women growing up, especially young girls, and not they growing up and not having their fathers in the house to show them how to be treated, or their mothers showing them how to treat a man. So then, therefore, they're going by the ways of the world, and what the ways of the world is showing and telling them is wrong. So, therefore, that's why the situation is so out of order, and it goes back to us as being Christian men, because we stepped out of line with Christ, first and foremost. We let our women down. We let our children down for not being there to be able to have to teach them respect, to teach them order, to teach them how to do things within decency and order, where Christ called us to be. But it's very out of order for a woman to try to tell a man what to do. A woman can't tell a man what to do. She can't tell.
Sure. Right.
Yeah,
now
that's
so
true.
The Bible teaches. And the teachers and tells us when back in the garden where Eve was tempted by the serpent, and God punished woman was equal as man until that happened. So God punished woman and took everything from woman and gave it all to man and made man the ruler of over women and all dominions of the earth. So the problem come in where these women nowadays don't want to be submissive. They don't want to hear that word. And submission don't mean for me. Yeah, it don't mean for me to be dominant over you and telling you to sit down, shut up, do all these things. It means for me to rule with the mind of Christ through love and compassion for my spouse. But you know, nowadays women they don't want to hear that word. I ain't gonna do what no man say do. I ain't gonna obey no man. It ain't about obeying. It's about respecting. And if you love and respect your husband the way or boyfriend the way you supposed to, then that's love. Then you don't have to worry about arguments or misunderstanding or things like that, because you have wisdom and knowledge through love, compassion, understanding, which is respect for your husband, that you wouldn't come to him sideways anyhow. But when you come in that man, try to fuss at that man and try to make that man do something, you out of order. So then, therefore, guess what's going to happen? The Bible said a house that divided among itself would not stand. So that's division.
Yeah,
I say that to say this. See, God had to make man sole ruler because women are emotional creatures. We know at least once a month they're emotional. So when they're emotional and they feel it because of their hormones, then some of them can't handle that, so they lash out. They lash out first without saying.
Some of them, that once a month, but some of them is like, you got some that's like that all month. You know, it don't take much for them to get emotional. We understand that they're emotional. We understand that. You know, as men, like I tell folks, we have to study one another. And if a man's job, if he's in a relationship, whether it's a boyfriend, a girlfriend, or a marriage, he needs to study his wife or girlfriend. Because if she come home in a bad mood, then that's when you're supposed to know, okay, she's in a bad mood. She's going to come home fussing. My main objective is just to listen. Because when she gets next, she already figured what she's going to do. But she just wants to lash out and vent. But then that's our job. Like you said, we drop the ball because we don't pay attention to the women. But then you got some women that's bold about it, and they're going to lash out. But still, as men, we got to say, okay, sometimes we have to step back, let them get it off their chest, because we already know they are emotional creatures. But if we take our rightful place back, go ahead. What you going to say, James?
Now, what we got to understand is, the Bible says when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing and obtains favor with the Lord. See, the woman got to be a – see, the problem with people nowadays, especially women don't prepare for marriage. See, you got to prepare for what you're looking for. These women nowadays are asking men to marry them. Instead of working on preparation for what they need and waiting on God to send that man, that man that he want for them to have to adjoin to. So they're out here connecting themselves with any old sort of thing and selling for any old sort of thing and end up marrying the wrong men that turn around mistreating them and turn them out and doing all these things to them, abusing them, and then they end up getting a bad taste in their mouth instead of doing what the Lord will is for them to prepare. If they want to be married in their hearts, because he'll give them the bonus of their heart, if they want to be married, then they need to work on preparation. Prepare for that husband that God has for you through Christ Jesus so that he can renew your mind on how to be who he wants you to be to that husband. And then they will go through these things that they go through. Menstrual cycle, all these things, it still wouldn't matter because the Holy Spirit will keep them covered to be able to handle this on a level that wouldn't be argumentative. or confusion, because
right.
where confusion is, Christ
huh.
is not in it. So, you know,
yeah.
what we got to do as men, we got to learn how, and women, we got to learn how, and I'm not cursing, we got to learn how to love the hell out of each other. When I mean hell, I'm not
mm-hmm.
cursing, I mean the hell that's in people. We got to learn how to love the hell out of one another so that we can let Christ come in into our relationship and be the center of our relationship so that we can last and we can sustain. Because we don't have to go through half the things that we go through. The Bible teaches us to choose our battles wisely. We
yeah.
choose our battles wisely. All the battles belong to Him. So, therefore, if
mm-hmm.
people go into situations, you pray about it and you give it
yeah.
to Christ, and then we'll go from there. And we'll grow
yes.
from there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So true. Well, this is interesting. I mean, I'm glad this is what I'm talking about, people. We get up here and everybody can express how they feel. And what we are saying is absolutely true. I mean, like I said, if we know our roles in a relationship and our relationship with God. If God is the head, then us, then the wife, then the kids. You know, like I said, if a man is not following God, what makes him think that his wife is going to follow him? You know, it's a process. It's an order. You know, God is not of men. And so that's why I invite people to come on so we can get down to the nitty gritty, see how a woman feels, see where a man's coming from. Because a lot of people think we're not supposed to express how we feel. We're not supposed to cry. We ain't supposed to do nothing but, you know, be strong. Some of the stronger men can cry. I've seen some strong men get broke down and cry like babies. But, you know, like I said, you know, this goes back when we first started talking about relationships. You got to have God in everything you do. And just like you were saying, even goes for the men when they get hurt. We have to go to God and ask God to heal us. Because hurt people hurt other hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like you said, when it's time for a woman to prepare, she has to do, who was that, Ruth, when she was out in the garden working. She won't study Boaz. She was out there doing her normal routine like she do every day. And I told women several times when they keep saying, I'm looking for a good man. Well, you know, I always quote Proverbs 18:22. A woman, just like Pastor Jay said, a woman ain't supposed to be looking for no man. She's supposed to be preparing herself. And I was talking to a friend of mine the other day. It's not like back in the days of when the mothers of the church taught young ladies how to be women.
All right.
Show them
all
how
right.
to carry themselves. But nowadays, they just don't, some women just don't care how they look. But you talking about you're looking for a good man, but if you're not preparing yourself and carry yourself like a woman, because, you know, we all know when some women dress provocative, then you wonder why this man is calling you all kinds of names, because evidently you don't care about yourself. You don't have to show a man everything.
Right.
You carry yourself
it's
like
a
woman, majority of the men are going to treat you like a woman. Say what?
Right.
It's a problem with that. The reason for that is because, see, the world is so out of order, nobody want to listen to order or structure. See, the Bible is the Bible,
mm-hmm.
and His words don't change. And what the Bible teaches us is God, husband,
right.
then wife. See, the women don't want to abide by that nowadays because they don't want to follow no type of structure or order. They want to be ahead of the man. So in a marriage,
mm-hmm.
it's out of order for a wife. She got a need to go to God, try to go to God in prayer instead of going to her husband. That's out of order.
Mm-hmm.
See, God blesses the man and bless the wife.
Mm-hmm.
He don't do it no other way because that caused confusion. What he does, if she had
mm-hmm.
a need that she has, all she have to do is let her husband know and her husband take it to God. He take it to Christ and pray
yeah.
to Christ. This is what I want to do with my wife. And then God will make provision for her, for the husband to bless the wife.
Mm-hmm.
And they take it and get it misconstrued. And they feel like they can go to God and just forget about the husband. Disrespect the husband like he's not the head. And that's why all these things
mm-hmm.
come from, because there's no structure in the earth. There's no order in the
mm-hmm.
earth. So where there's no order, then you got You got everything that's unruly. You got confusion. You got all these things that are going on because there's no order that's in the earth. The devil is on his job, and he out to kill, steal, and destroy anybody that will listen and follow him. And when the Bible teaches us that we're in this world, but we're not of this world, so we're not supposed
of
to partake in the
mm-hmm.
things of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So what people do, people go about what they see with their natural
mm-hmm.
eye instead of what they can learn in with their spiritual eye and follow. And that's where that's why you got all these divorces and all these types of things going on in marriages and situations and stuff. It's because nobody is trying, especially women. We're talking about women right now, men too.
Yes.
Nobody is trying to do things according to what the words say because these churches are not teaching this sound doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
They teaching their words just like the calling the county in Thursday. And she was telling us about the ministry that she'd been in is teaching, that the pastor teaching the congregation that it's all right to sleep with one another, that you should test it before you marry. And that's out of order.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the things that are being taught in the so-called churches, I say in the storehouse, in these buildings. They misleading people and misfeeding people the word of God. And that, and also, too, we held accountable for our own actions. If we sitting up here and we amening that mess and we following that mess, we held accountable for that mess because we're
mm-hmm.
not following Christ. We're following man what
man
say.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you got all these mega churches full because nobody trying to live right. Nobody trying to live holy.
Mm-hmm.
They just trying to be up there in the number to say that they went to church, went somewhere, and can't even tell you what the word that was preached unless it was something that agreed with their spirit, which is a hypocritical spirit. So that's why they follow this man, because it's unrighteous and it's unholy because they unclean. So that's why they follow these things and flock up in these churches, these mega churches, because they scared that the Holy Ghost gonna come in and go convict them. They don't want to be nowhere where their toes gonna be stepped on, where they gonna be convicted.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
I can't preach to you and tell you that God is a God of love and peace and blessing. And all these things without telling you that he's a God, he's a jealous God, he's a God of wrath also. The Bible said, wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So I got to tell you, if I love you, I got to tell you what the Bible said. So people don't want
mm-hmm.
to hear that part. When you start preaching that part of conviction on folks, they're ready to go. Hey, I ain't going back to that church. So, but that's what go on.
Yeah,
that's what go on out here.
And it's true. I mean, like I said, people, it's true. Like God said, you trust no man. But some people just say they're going to do a church just to get your money. And it's sad that some people going to a church where they paying their tithes and offering every single Sunday, then they still stuck in the same mess they in. Because, you know, I can't sit where there's no order in the church. I can't. And it's sad that people do that, you know, and wonder why they are still in this situation. It's just like being in a relationship. If you tired of this woman saying all these things to you, why are you still there? You complain about it, but you're not putting your foot down. You're not trying to, you're not trying to come together as one, seek counsel. If it's going to be like that, you might as well just pack your bags and go somewhere else. Why? We have the opportunity, man and woman, to walk away when it's abusive. Don't sit there and keep taking it. If you keep taking it, then you like it. I'm not going to save a woman hitting me upside my head. You can forget that. I ain't the type of man going to sleep with one eye open and one eye closed after you done hit me. I'm getting out of there. Well, this is your boy, Deacon Johnson. Oh, this has been a blessed show today. I thank everybody who chimed in, who gave their comments. We'll be back Thursday at 6:00, not 6:30. It's going to be Let's Talk About It, but I don't know what God going to give me for us to talk about. Again, this is your boy, Deacon Chauncey Odom. I love you guys. You guys have a blessed week. And I like, again, send a special shout out to one of my friends. It's her birthday. I hope you have a best birthday the rest of the day, and I talk to you guys coming Thursday. Love y'all. Peace.
Aww.